And after a hugely successful event last year, the Pickle District's After Dark returns for 2022. This year's free roving art crawl, I just love saying that, and the roving art crawl sprawls across the Pickle District with open access to local art galleries, creative spaces, light installations, dance and musical performances. And it's tonight. So to tell us more, artist John Denaro is in the studio. G'day, John. First things first, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Oh, let me put you on that one. I'm going to ask you again, right. John Denaro. Ah, lovely.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Danae.
It's a beautiful day and it looks like you've ridden your bike in.
I have. I come from Frio each day to come to West Perth to explore what we're doing there. I am the chairman of the Pickle District.
That sounds like something really gangster.
It's a very important role. And I want to tell everyone about our second festival. We are the West End, formerly the West End Arts Precinct, but we've changed the name. In fact, we changed it to Pickle District. They used to make pickles there. It used to stink, so no one lived there. It's an old industrial area that no one knows about in West Perth next to the freeway. So we've got our second festival, and we're going to be opening our doors, as we do, to all our arts industry players. We've got about 12 venues this year.
Fantastic.
We're going to be having a show in the galleries that are in our district. They open up like Starla. They'll have a whopper dancing as well as a whole lot of artists exhibiting there. We've got the new gallery opening up called the Drummond Gallery.
Okay.
We've got Mason Gallery with Alicia Falconer. We've got After Dark Parties, which happen after all this. We've got Fridays, which is featuring Sohan Ariel Hayes, who is doing projections across our whole district again. We've got Vox Lab with Michelle Glasser and Victor Gentile, who are doing a immersive environment exploring the history of conspiracies. It's very scary. Be very careful. We've got a show with Tony Jones at the Holmes Court Gallery, and of course at the Linton and Kay Gallery I have my solo exhibition exploring the biological aesthetic.
Tell me more about your work, John.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to be talking about that tonight at 6 when we open. It's about the idea of what we are and who we are. Why do we construct? Why do we make things? Does that come from what we are? If you look inside of us, we are a mixture of all sorts of things going on. Biological construction goes on right now. As we speak, repair, creation, activity, huge amount of activity. Under the ocean, it's very similar as an aesthetic, and that's what I explore as a sculptor. That's what I am. But I've created an environment of paintings that explore the idea of that. Is psychology a biological-looking thing? Well, I'm looking into all those kind of things.
I'm wondering, is it big, John?
There are some big sculptures you'll see outside, because the Pickle District have taken over the area that's at the northern entry to Perth, where you have that freeway interchange that dissects the two West Perths. We've just expanded the Pickle District territory to include all that, which has two remnant lakes in it, and we're going to be exploring that those areas in future festivals. What is the Pickle District? It's an idea. It's an idea of trying to create a place where people can connect to arts stuff, and that extends to arts industry behaviour. There are a lot of interesting things happening there. We're on the precipice of being destroyed. The evil eye of development have found out where we are, and they would like to knock us down and do things like knock down all a lot of the galleries you'll see tonight and put a Bunnings in.
Whoa.
So we're looking for champions. We think that's a great idea. We're in a very nice place in between Leederville, Northbridge and the Perth CBD.
It's one of my favourite places. I don't skateboard, but I'm sure that's a great thing to do there. But it's a great place to just walk around, explore. And I've been to some of the galleries there, and it is a secret, isn't it?
It's an absolute secret. We did have a saying which was, please don't tell your friends. but what our evil plan is to open up a lot of these spaces, a lot of which aren't being occupied, and to bring in more artists to the Pickle District to take on head leases and to create a really dynamic environment. We know it works. We've seen it happen all throughout the world, including, for example, Beijing have a huge arts precinct, which is inundated with people. So the theory is that we want to do our thing. We don't necessarily want to sit back and have things done for us. It's an arts takeover. We are running a town team and we have a lot of support from the town of Vincent. We're at the moment where we can visualize and imagine what this place could be. And we want to involve people and we want to explore crossovers. So it's not just visual arts. We're doing theatrical things tonight. We've got Whopper people dancing. We've got very theatrical stuff. And we're really interested in the idea that our culture here in Western Australia, if we can create these little nodes where we can have crossover communication and bring in things like, for example, we're here at RTR and it's about music. We have no noise limitations. We can run events there, which we do in secret, where we can go all night. We can play as loud as we want. And so we are really open to the idea of particularly young people coming in and trying to find a place in this little world we've found.
I wonder, the only place I can think of that might have some residents, and I don't even know if there are any left, is on Newcastle Street, right sort of near the freeway entry. I don't even know if people live there anymore. It used to be a great share house place when I was studying back in Michigan, a long time ago.
Yep.
And that's one of the great ideas of the Pickle District is to bring in art practitioners, student artists, and people who might be in the area but are free to create and make a noise in this sacred space.
Absolutely, and we like to make noise. We don't really want to see this thing passage through to a place which does the usual, and I've been a part of many spaces in industrial areas that last so long and then they disappear. That's our normal slot. But we've put up a flag and we're going to try and defend this one. And like I said, we're looking for champions. We do have a number of people who get the idea, and that's why I'm talking today. It's really important. And one of the theories is that we don't just try and export ourselves to the East Coast and find that the difficulties involved in that. Mm. What we could do here is create more crossover between all the areas of our arts, fashion through to performance, through to music, visual arts, etc., and maybe have a go at getting some international opportunities and export through to the Indian Ocean realm. Through to Asia and just forget about trying to go across Australia all the time and get recognition that way. So the way to start that is just by creating a base where a lot of people can connect to it and we can have conversations and we can find big spaces, and we've got that right now.
Western Australia and Perth Metro, we've got space. Usually they're car parks, but we can work around that.
Yep.
If we want to be part of the Pickle District After Dark tonight, what do we do?
You just turn up and we will have lots of things for you to explore. It's going to be under-managed. It's going to be under-explained. You're going to have to find your way through. It's we've opened up and projected into some of the back alleys that connect our galleries, for example. And so you're going to have to fend for yourself. You'll probably find all sorts of beverages that are likely to be free. And you just have to come and have a fun time. It's a secure environment. It's we're open. We're going to show you the things that we've been making. Box Lab, for example, where I work, we've got a whole lot of things under construction that are weird and strange. On top of that, we've got Michelle and Victor doing weird installation stuff. So you're going to be able to see things there that normally really you don't get a chance to see. So we just want you to turn up and kind of get it. Now, it is a safe environment. And we welcome everyone to come along. We don't have, just between you and me, Danae, we don't have security. We don't have a lot of those things. We're at a baby phase. We've emerged through the plague, through COVID. And so this is our real first chance to have an unmasked environment where we can actually wander around. As it's all in walking distance. You could bring a push bike, but just bring some comfortable shoes.
It's the Roving Art Crawl. And the Pickle District, if you don't know by now, you can check out, I think it's at the, where, there's a map. Is there a map?
I don't know. There should be, shouldn't there? But really, you just have to tell you what, turn up to my show, 6 o'clock, Linton and Kay, and I'll offer you something to drink and have a little talk about this biological realm, which actually, you know, it's actually beautiful. It's a little bit scary. I think this show is going to push the Linton and Kay commercial gallery thing a little bit further towards the non-commercial sort of pika type thing. But it's okay. They've been nice to me so far.
Excellent.
And then you can spawn off to go wherever you want to go and survive through all the richness of the art that's on offer tonight.
It sounds fantastic. It's perfect weather for it. Maybe just wear a scarf.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some other clothes and a scarf, but, yep. You know, that's who are we to judge, John Tenari?
It's one night. It's come and support us, and it can get bigger, or maybe it'll disappear. It depends on whether we get people coming along and enjoying themselves, enjoying the idea of what it is we're trying to explore here.
Thank you.